I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, places, please. The Daily Meg Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Meg Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Meggs.
While listening to the Daily Meg Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning, Rockaholics.
All right, it's not that bad.
It was worse yesterday. I lost my voice over the weekend
a little bit. Yes.
Just a little bit. Steve, I know you'll lose your voice sometimes from overusage.
Yes.
Danny, I feel like you never lose your voice.
Thank you. My voice is golden.
How is that possible?
He has a team of professionals that massage his throat every night.
It's Steve Biggs.
It is.
Have you ever seen like sometimes lead singers will have that little vapor thing that they...
No.
Yes, there's like this little contraption that some singers, I think like David Draymond uses them. It's like a little vapor machine that they use to breathe in and out. I think the Black Crows use it too.
I wish there was a vapor machine I could put on my ears when you start singing this one thing.
But maybe you and I need to invest in one for the weekends when we do too much and have no voice on Monday.
It's always the worst because I know it's about to happen. Because maybe one day I'll go see like a singing specialist, a throat specialist on how to properly speak from the diaphragm. I think is the right way to do it, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. I definitely do not use my stomach at all when I'm speaking. Like, it's all just coming straight from the voice. And
right in the neck.
Yeah, it is. I did come across a bunch of words that they say are hard to pronounce when you have a raspy throat.
Oh, boy.
So I kind of want to put Taryn to the test.
Me too.
All right. One of them being brewery, something that you're a fan of.
Brewery.
Oh. Ooh. I heard it.
Phenomenon.
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 Colonel?
Colonel.
Okay, how about Irish I can't. It says these are tongue twisters that are brutal when you have no voice. Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a great morning.
It's going to be a fun show.
But the nice thing is usually it sucks the most at first.
Yes.
Wait, first thing in the morning?
My mornings are awesome. But then typically it warms up as the day goes on.
Yes, so I'm going to do a little throat coat action. We're going to be back in business. Thanks for your patience and understanding.
So so many questions. I'm sure we'll talk more about Cam Cash later, but I got to imagine you were talking from the moment you woke up to the moment you went to bed.
The hostess with the mostest, baby. Let's do the Daily Mix download.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Irish wristwatch.
You did it.
Yes, Danny, can you do it?
Irish when you know. Irish wristwatch. That's what I want to
so
say.
So close.
It's not.
Sometimes you see things on paper, you're like, that's not going to be hard to say until you actually try and say it. Your brain's like, no, go F yourself. It's not going to happen. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today is a very special day to enjoy something that is completely delicious, and that is mac and cheese. It's National Mac and Cheese Day.
I will celebrate.
I'm a simpleton. You can't go wrong with Kraft mac and cheese.
Do you like the powdered stuff or the liquid?
I like the powder.
I like the powder too.
Oh, it's pretty delicious.
I didn't even know that the liquid existed. Like, we were a powder household.
I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever had it a Kraft mac and cheese with the liquid cheese.
I mean, it's fine, but I think the powder is the goat.
Okay, well, here's an interesting question, because, of course, somebody decided to do a poll on mac and cheese, and they did a poll where they asked, would you be willing to give up coffee or social media before giving up macaroni and cheese? And 56% of Americans said they'd be willing to give up coffee or social media.
Oh, no. No chance.
Of those three, mac and cheese is last.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how about them Seattle Mariners? I said it last week, the Seattle Mariners just do what the Seattle Mariners want to do, whether it be getting swept by the Yankees or sweeping one team, including over the weekend, sweeping the Detroit Tigers. I mean, they were just, the bats were on fire. I think they had 35 total runs this weekend. They were just playing great. Cal Raleigh making history, hitting a bunch of home runs. I mean, he's leading Major League Baseball in home runs at the All-Star break, which is a historic moment since 1972. That's the last time that's happened. The All-Star game is going to be happening tomorrow. Home Run Derby is tonight, I heard. And also Julio Rodriguez, who said he's going to bow out of the All-Star game so that he can kind of focus and get re-energized. Maybe he should bow out of the All-Star game all the time, because his bat has been on fire over the weekend. He was just hitting things left and right. I was so happy to see that. And Randy Arozarena, Seattle Mariner, is going to be replacing him in the All-Star game. So we'll still have a few All-Stars in the game.
Pretty exciting. And yes, you mentioned tonight is the Home Run Derby. That's at 5 o'clock on ESPN. Got to root for our guy, Cal Raleigh. And he is leading with 38 home runs on the season, and also set a new American lead record for most homers in the first half, which means he surpassed Reggie Jackson's previous of 37.
This is just crazy. Like, I mean, the fact that he's just been doing this the way that he's been doing it all season long has been awesome.
He's a beast, and he's our beast.
And also, I think he has 10 stolen bases.
That's a lot.
With that dumper? I would not expect that, but that's...
No!
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to carry around.
Yeah, no, if you're the catcher and you can't throw him out, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, so good luck to Cal Raleigh tonight. I think all eyes in Seattle are going to be watching the Home Run Derby, and hopefully he just has a great showing. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Again, absolutely.
He said it's at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock on ESPN.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 77 degrees. It's going to be a nice, clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kicks for Kids with Mary's Place is back for another year. It is our sixth year teaming up with the fine folks over at Mary's Place, and we want to put 400 brand new pairs of sneakers on local kids in need. Steve, I know we got some work to do.
We do, but thanks to someone like Lawrence Pavlinovic, he just donated $100 to Kicks for Kids.
Go to KISW.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this upcoming weekend, Steve,
yes,
you and your family are doing something for the very first time, and I am on pins and needles about it.
I know, you look very excited about it. More excited about it than I think maybe even I am.
Tell the people what you and the fam are going to be doing this weekend.
We're going camping.
Why?
I don't know, Danny. I'll tell you why, actually. Because we're morons. That's why. We were at Costco a few weeks ago, maybe about a couple months ago, actually. And as we're walking around Costco... Costco has Costco things, and then you get excited about buying certain stuff that you just will never use. So as we're walking through, like, the camping section, they have a tent, and this tent has a light that's inside of it. And I thought, that's pretty cool. Like, this tent, like, not realizing, you could just buy, like, a little portable light, and you'll be fine. But I thought it was cool that this tent has lights inside of it. So that's pretty sweet. That'd be pretty awesome. Then Tatum got excited about this tent. So then me, being the idiot that I am, on an impulse, bought the tent. And then my wife's like, well, now we need to plan a camping trip. Mind you, my wife has never, I think, camped in a tent. I don't remember the last time I camped. It might have been, like, you know, at the Gorge, you know. And I don't really count that as camping, because you're at a campsite with a bunch of other drunk people. And really, there's no setup. It's just a tent, just a place to fall asleep.
You're barely sleeping.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening this weekend.
Oh, my. What? Hypothetically, what if you guys become a camping family?
Yeah.
Like, what if this is just, like, step one into your next era?
I'm okay with that. I'm like, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I don't know how this is going to go.
Okay, so you bought a tent. That's yes. Obviously important. What other things have
nothing.
You been? You have to curate more camping gear this week, Steve.
We have nothing. We have sleeping bags. We have a tent. And then Sid has an aunt that camps a lot. So we're going to swing by there and try and get everything out. We don't have any way to cook food.
A little portable stove with a little propane. No, not that.
One of her cousins says she's going to loan us that. Like, everyone in the family thinks this is very endearing because they all do camp except for us.
So now they're just like, they're excited to hand us their camping materials, hoping that maybe we'll fall in love with camping as well. So we'll go with them more often.
Now, who's watching your dogs while you're gone?
The dogs are coming with us.
Oh, my God.
So that adds to the stress level that I'm going through.
I am just dreaming right now about, like, sending a camera crew with you to just document this, because I cannot wait to hear how it goes.
I my wife's idea of camping up until us buying this tent was to get an RV, like, either rent one, borrow one. Oh, she's hinted at wanting to buy one. I'm like, hey, pump the brakes. We are not, A, we cannot afford an RV, and B, where are we going to put this RV? And how often do you plan on using this RV?
Like,
that's not going to happen. We'll rent one if we ever needed to do it. But no, so we're doing full-on camping and all that kind of, yeah.
Do you want to know how much renting an RV costs? We had some friends that looked into it for this past weekend. It was $800 for 2 days.
Just for 2 days?
For 2 days.
So I guess we're going to stick with the tent. It's going to be, dude, if anything, over this past weekend, we went kayaking, and that's making me even more nervous because we just were not on the same page, my wife and I, and that kayak. Like, the three of us got onto a kayak that we rented. We were at Owen Beach, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we get in the kayak, and we realize, like, neither one of us is paddling the right way.
Have you ever kayaked before?
No.
Okay.
I love it. It feels like three indoor cats being released into the wild.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Dude, at one point, I honestly didn't know if we were going to make it back to the land. I was like, this is just might be our life. We're just like, we're trying. We keep going left. I'm like, no, wait. You have to, I finally hit a point where I'm like, let me just do the paddling. Not that as if I was like this champion kayaker, but I felt like the two of us were just kind of messing everything up. So if that's a precursor to what's going to happen this weekend, you might not ever see us again.
I am so excited about hearing how this goes. I mean, camping trips can go very, very well.
Yes.
I've been on plenty of amazing camping trips, but I've also had some nightmare ones.
Oh, I could only imagine.
So I hope you're somewhere in the middle. You know, I hope you learn some good life lessons.
Well, I guess we'll find out when I return on Monday if we're ever going to camp again.
The Daily Mix Show.
I think we got to help Steve Miggs get ready for his big camping trip. So we want to hear about the time your camping trip went horribly wrong. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about the time you went camping and it was so bad that never even wanted to go camping again.
Why do you guys hate me?
206-803-ROCK. We will take your camping calls after Linkin Park.
I like this text. Taking the dogs too, huh? Go big or go home, huh, Miggs?
Miggs, you're getting ready to go camping with the family this weekend.
I am.
Your very first camping trip. You got a new tent.
We got a tent.
And that's about it.
Somebody texts in, do you have a reservation? I'm like, no, kidding. Of course, yes, yes, we do have a reservation. So we have two of the main things done, but nothing else ready.
So we're really going to try to inspire you here with some stories from Rockaholics. Camping trips gone totally wrong.
That's my question. You already know I'm nervous about doing this, so here you are now kind of making me even more nervous.
We're going to troll you.
Thanks, Danny.
Had a wild camping trip that went horribly wrong, we want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve, we have someone who got kicked out of Boy Scouts on hold due to a bad camping trip. We're going to get that full story in just a moment.
Okay,
but first,
great.
Adam from Shelton, tell us about the time your camping trip went horribly wrong.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
What's up, dude?
So, back in high school, me and a buddy went on a canoeing camping trip and going down the Little Miami River, found where we were going to stop for the first night, hopped out, looking around. I ran up and tied off the canoe to the tree and started looking around for some stuff before we unloaded our supplies, turned around, and my buddy didn't tie the rope to the other end of the canoe. And watched everything float right on down the river.
No!
Everything.
I'm sure your buddy was very popular for the rest of the camping trip.
You know, he had about an 8-mile hike back to the nearest road to hear all about it.
Oh, no. So did you guys ever recover any of the boats or the gear?
No, and it was a rental canoe, so that's...
Oh, no! How much did that cost to replace it?
They were really cool. They let us come down and work it off over the summer.
Oh my God.
That is like the most like charming way to handle something, I think, too. I can't just keep coming back and work off the price of the canoe.
Totally. 206-803-ROCK. Tacoma Bob, tell us about that camping trip that went horribly wrong.
Well, this happened back when I was in sixth or seventh grade and I was in the Boy Scouts. And so we had planned this camping trip, and the whole platoon, or whatever they call them back then, was going up into the mountains. And so the guy that was in charge told me to put my where to put my tent, and I told him that it looked like this was a dried creek bed, and I didn't want to do it. And he said, cut down some tree boughs, put it underneath the tent, and you'll be fine. So I did that. We went and had lunch and started our dinner, and it started raining. We went back to our tents, and my sleeping bag was underwater.
And
so the guy said, well, just tough it out. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to sleep here. So I grabbed my stuff and I started walking home. And they met me about a quarter of a mile down the road, saw a pickup coming up behind me, and they told me to get in. They drove me home and told me never come back to the Boy Scouts again.
Oh, my God.
So you got bounced from the Boy Scouts for that?
Yeah.
That wasn't even your fault. You just got really bad advice.
But he got a sweet middle finger patch for doing what he did. Yes.
Alan from Seattle, we want to hear about that time your camping trip went horribly wrong.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So, living in Seattle area, you know, a couple horror stories, a lot of blue tarp camping. Mm-hmm. But this particular story was... I was 18. Family was heading up to Bellingham so I could check out Western as part of, like, the preview course. So as we're leaving, Dad's in the RV. Mom and I are in the Subaru with the tent. And it's a good thing, too, because the RV broke down before we left Seattle. And then by the time that my mom and I got up to the campsite outside Bellingham, we just had the tent and the one blow-up mattress. So at 18, sharing a mattress with your mom kind of sucks.
That sounds awful.
Were you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Oh, come on, Darren.
Neither. We had our backs against each other.
Yeah, I'm just saying, now we know who clicks on those thumbnails, Danny.
Right?
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning? Steve, you have a record of 233 wins, 71 losses, and 55 ties in 2025.
Sure do.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.